Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of
welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
The foundation of true thankfulness is in knowing that what we have is not the result of our own efforts, talents, or goodness, but rather is the gift of Almighty God. Paul was well acquainted with this truth when he said, "For who maketh thee to differ from another? And what hast thou that thou didst not receive? Now if thou didst receive it, why dost thou glory as if thou hadst not received it?" Thankfulness is a natural result of being made aware of who it is that has blessed us. When a man is made to know the weakness of his flesh, the sinfulness of his heart, and his natural inability to seek after righteousness, then that man will bow down and thank the Lord of heaven and earth for his great mercy and grace. But as long as a man entertains some notion of his own worthiness to receive the blessings of the Lord, he cannot and will not have a true spirit of thanksgiving, but will only pay lip service to being thankful, while in his heart he is convinced that he is somehow deserving of those blessings, or has performed some deed that has earned them for himself. Humility and thankfulness go hand in hand. Pride is the enemy of thanksgiving. When speaking of the wicked, Paul said, "When they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations." The Pharisee in Luke 18:11 thanked God, but it was the prayer of a hypocrite, because he made reference to his own righteousness in the same breath. What should we thank him for? He has given us all things. He has blessed us with the fellowship of our brethren in Christ. He has caused our brethren to walk in faith and love, bringing untold blessings to us by their example. He has given us our daily bread. He is a sovereign God who has no rival and needs no aid. He is a holy God who delights in righteousness. He is a God who delights in mercy and will display his goodness to his people. He has given us his word. He has filled our hearts with joy. He has given to us the unspeakable gift of his Son, Jesus Christ. He has given us deliverance from and victory over the power of sin. He has granted us wisdom that we may seek him. He has shown us the success and triumph of his gospel by the conversion of sinners. Why should we thank him? He has commanded us to thank him. The heavenly creatures which surround his throne have set the precedent for us as they have thanked him from the ancient times, both day and night. Our Lord and Savior has set for us an example that we should follow in his steps, and he was continually thanking his heavenly Father. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. He has done so much for us in this lifetime that it will take eternity to come to speak forth the volume of our thanks. When should we thank him? When we are alone in our prayer closet, our hearts should overflow and our lips cease not to thank him for all that he has done for us. When we are gathered together with God's people in the place of public worship, thanks to him should be the theme of our gathering. Only those who are strangers to grace could think otherwise. When we go about our everyday activities in the presence of those who do not reverence his name, we should give thanks. Therefore will I give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen, and sing praises unto thy name. When we sit down for a meal, rather than saying a blessing, we should be thanking the one who provides every morsel of food we have ever eaten. In summary, we should thank him at all times and for all things, giving thanks always for all things unto God and Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And how should we thank him? Giving thanks and praising God go hand in hand and are often used interchangeably in the scriptures. Giving thanks is an activity and not just a thought process. We thank him by opening our mouths and speaking forth thanks. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips giving thanks to his name. We demonstrate our thankfulness by desiring obedience to his precepts. He said, "If you love me, keep my commandments." The sons of God shall never cease to give thanks unto him who has given himself as a ransom for their sins. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea, and all that are in them, heard I saying, "Blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb forever and ever."
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.